on the delicate questions of whether and how much girls and boys are different, there are some things that apparently the apes can tell us, in particular, chimpanzees. Scientists who spent several years studying chimps and how they learn have come up with some interesting observations about, well, about who's paying attention in class and why. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports.
First, a message for all the boys out there listening. Stop bouncing around and listen up. Just pay attention, like your sister does. Yes, that's a gender-based generalization, and that's what biologist Elizabeth Longsdorf is making in a new paper she's published in this week's journal Nature. But she has evidence, at least for chimps. She spent years watching chimps at the Gombe National Park in Tanzania. She watched the mothers and their offspring as they termite fished. The mothers strip a stick clean and carefully dip it down into the hole in a termite mound. If they draw it out very, very carefully, they get a meal, a sort of popsicle crawling with termites. What Longsdorf discovered was this.
Female chimpanzees learn it at a younger age. Once they learn it, they are actually more successful at it. They acquire more termites per dip than males, and they actually appear to mimic their mother's technique of termite fishing. And girls were spending significantly more time watching, and boys were spending significantly more time playing.
Playing?
Yeah.
On the termite mound?
Oh, on it, around it, jumping on other individuals that are trying to termite fish.
The mothers didn't appear to teach the young chimps or to discourage the males. Their sisters just paid more attention. Now, on behalf of the males, romping may be what young male chimps have to do to learn how to hunt. When they grow up, males hunt more while females do more termite fishing.
So they're doing exactly what they should for what behaviors they'll be focusing on in adulthood, but the fact that it comes out so early is what's fascinating.
And how could you explain that?
I just think, boy, you know, males and females are different.
It's similar to differences found in human children, Longsdorf says, but it also shows something else. It shows that there are differences between male and female apes in the way they acquire and pass on culture, in this case using tools. Culture is an innovation handed down from one generation to the next. And apparently, at least among apes, males and females play different roles in keeping culture, a way to termite fish or to hunt, for example, alive.
When you're studying really, really complex, interesting animals, it takes a long time to start to even scratch the surface of how complex and how fascinating they are. We're by no means finished.
Longsdorf, who's head of field conservation at the Lincoln Park Zoo in Chicago, adds that there's an urgency to this research. Every time a group of chimps disappears because its habitat is developed, its own unique culture disappears with it. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.